Here's a stat for you. Since early September, 20 people arrested for domestic violence in Topeka, Kansas, have been released without charges because no one would take their cases. One man was arrested and released without any processing twice. Why? Well, it's complicated, so let's start there today. Basically, in early September, the Shawnee County District Attorney announced he would not prosecute misdemeanors because his budget was cut. Effectively, he passed those cases on to the city. But last night, the Topeka City Council retaliated by repealing the local ordinance that makes domestic violence a crime. Now, at first blush, that would seem to make those violent cases legal, but actually the move forced the DA to prosecute those cases under state law. Tim Rencher is with the Topeka Capital Journal. Tim, just to repeat, this is not a story of holiday for abusers in Topeka. The city council says the DA has to prosecute these misdemeanor abuse cases, slapping and hitting and battery, and he agrees.
Yes, begrudgingly.
Begrudgingly. What's been going on in the last few weeks? How have people been reacting to this?
What has happened is the Shawnee County Commissioners in August voted to make 10% cuts tentatively to a bunch of different county agencies, including the DA. When that happened, the DA said, okay, if these 10% cuts are made, I am going to have to stop prosecuting some cases, and it's not going to be the murders and the rapes. It's going to have to be the city misdemeanors, including domestic battery. Well, the county went ahead and finalized the 10% cuts, and on September 8th, after the city and county budgets for next year already had been finalized, the district attorney said, okay, now I am going to stop prosecuting these cases, which means that the city should do it.
Well, but was this really a game of chicken, or is there a sense that there really were budget problems? What's the sense there in Topeka?
There were budget problems, but the sense is that each group having a problem is dumping it on somebody else.
Right.
The county has not enough money, so it's dumping the cuts on the DA. The DA doesn't want to have to cut staff, so he's dumping these cases on the city. And the city doesn't have the resources to prosecute these, so it's trying to dump it back on the DA by repealing its ordinance banning domestic battery. In the meantime, negotiations are continuing. Negotiations started between the city, the county, and the DA earlier this month. They will continue talking.
It's an interesting snapshot of how cities across the country are dealing with budget cuts. It usually, as people say, happens behind the scene, and many have been critical of the DA for coming public with something because it does tend to send the message, if you're a domestic abuser in Topeka, you're going to walk, as people did over the last month. What have victims and their families said?
They've said, put an end to this. They're saying it's not right to not prosecute domestic abusers. A lot of them are saying, we don't care how you resolve it, just resolve it.
How about Republican Governor Sam Brownback, who has made a lot of cuts in public schooling, in state funding for the arts? Has he weighed in on this?
Sam Brownback has not weighed on this, but Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt, also a Republican, has opined yesterday that he thought that this was a local issue, that it was too early in this situation for the state to be getting involved, that they should try to let the local people solve it themselves.
What are you hearing at the Journal? How are average citizens responding to suddenly the city being in the national headlines over this squabble that's usually behind closed doors?
There's a lot of concern that the national media is inaccurately characterizing this as a situation where the city is decriminalizing domestic battery.
Uh-huh.
It's not being decriminalized here because domestic battery is banned by state law and will remain a crime here. This would actually help domestic battery victims by making it crystal clear that their cases are going to be prosecuted in district court, theoretically, but of course, the DA still isn't doing that at that point. We'll just have to see what happens.
Yeah, in other words, he hadn't been prosecuting them, and now let's see if he does because of this maneuver at the city council. Tim Rencher of the Topeka Capital Journal, thanks so much.
You're welcome.